And welcome to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center, your hometown hospital for the New York Giants. I'm Paul Dottino, along with David Deal, as the Giants prepare to take on the Minnesota Vikings on Monday Night Football. Now, David, the Giants come off a crushing loss to the Washington Redskins that has left them at 2-1 right now.
This was a big game for them offensively, defensively, and special teams to get back to fundamentals, holding on to the football, making sure that they're shore up tackling on the defensive side of the ball, and no letdowns like the fake and the special team. So this is a time where they need to bounce back, and this is the first time as a head coach, Coach McAdoo, has faced adversity.
Well, he's also facing a little of adversity looking at that injury report, and let's get a look at it now because the Giants have a number of guys who were either limited or unable to practice today.
They most certainly were, and it's going to be a big, big step up for these players because you always hear the cliche, next man up. Well, it is going to be crucial in this football game.
You mentioned Vernon is one of those guys who really has to get after that Vikings offense with the wrist. But the secondary is really, really decimated. You're talking about four guys who may not be able to go.
And that is a big thing because of the football team that they're facing on the road. So it's going to be very important for them to bounce back, but get back, like I said, to fundamentals and sound technique. Because in this game, it's about doing your job and doing it at a high level.
Let's talk about some of the guys who have to step up if some of those other fellows are unavailable. Guys like Wade and Hall and Adams.
You know, the good thing about this game is at least they're going up against a passing offense that is 28th in the NFL, only giving up and having 214 yards per game. But now, let's get right to Coach McAdoo.
Yeah, the coach is preparing to talk to the media as he gets ready for the game.
All right, an exciting week for our team, playing an undefeated team that has Super Bowl aspirations in Minnesota on Monday Night Football on their home turf. It all starts with their defense. They have a great defense. It's sound. It's fast. It's very multiple. It challenges you in many ways. They have a nice blend of youth and veteran leadership in all three areas of the defense, the D-line, the linebackers, and the defensive backs. Griffin, Joseph, Barr, and Smith are all playing at an elite level for them. And they challenge you with their coverages and their mixture of coverages and getting after the quarterback. Offensively, it's a gritty group. They've been challenged by injuries of late. Bradford's done a nice job coming in and getting acclimated to their system. Diggs and Rudolph are excellent playmakers for them. And, you know, they have a stable of backs who've done a nice job filling in for AP. Special teams-wise, they're an opportunistic unit. They've had 11 touchdowns in the last five seasons. Two returners in Sherrills and Patterson that put a lump in your throat. And Thielen is a very good core player for them. With that, we'll open it up.
Coach, Matt Burhaeg undergoing concussion protocol. What's the plan now with the safety position kind of depleted at this point with only two healthy players?
Well, the plan is the faces change, but the expectations stay the same. So, next man up.
You're running out of men, though. You only have two healthy.
We cross-train a lot of players here, so they'll have an opportunity to contribute.
So who is the next man up then?
We're going to take a look at that. We have a bunch of guys who stepped in today and some guys on offense who contributed as well.
Some guys on offense contributed on defense?
Mm-hmm.
Ben, have you done any studies on the noise level in that building since it's a new building? Is there anything you can take away that you might have to do differently than, say, a different indoor facility?
It's going to be loud. I'm sure it's not going to be much louder than the Metrodome. I don't know if you can get any louder than that building there. But, you know, we're going to crank up the noise in here. We're going to work through the communications on special teams and on offense. That'll be a big part of the game for us. And we need to really treat the silent count this week like it's another play, another scheme in the offense.
What kind of qualifications do you look for from an offensive player who you might recruit to defense?
Tackling.
Somebody has a history there, maybe?
Somebody has a history there and someone who can contribute as a tackler and step up if need be.
How do you know if they can, though? If they you don't see them very often tackling your offensive guys.
On special teams, they do every day.
And an offensive play forward.
Well, we're going to play our game. We have confidence. As an offense that we're going to be able to move the ball and put points on the board, and we're going to play our game. We're not going to back down from anybody.
Is there any scenario you'd play Odell at safety?
Never say never.
Coach, you faced the Vikings in a game this past December, and obviously it didn't go the way you wanted. What's the biggest difference between the Vikings team you saw in December and the Vikings team you're going to see on Monday, save for all the injuries, of course?
I think they picked up right where they left off at the end of last season. They're a good team. They've had some injuries on the offensive side of the ball. They played through them. They acquired one heck of a quarterback, and, you know, he's come in and done a nice job for them.
Ben, how much further along is Rashad from last week with the thumb, and do you think he can give himself a shot to be available Monday?
Yeah, I think he's going to give himself a shot on Monday night. He makes progress every day. He looked good today. He looked better than he did last week already.
What do you need to see?
At that position, you have to be able to protect yourself, protect the ball, and protect the quarterback.
Is there a pass rush? Do you think any percentage of their different sacks have come from coverage sacks, or is this just the aggressors?
Yeah, I mean, they have a variety of ways to get after you, whether it's schematically, whether it's just winning the one-on-one up front, and their back end and their front end play well together.
Ben, it's been, I think, the fourth week now with Robert Thomas out. Is he any closer to being back?
Yes. He's getting work this week, not on the practice field, but he's getting some work this week, and hopefully next week we'll have a chance to see him out here on the practice field.
So his illness is over?
He's recovering.
OV hurt his wrist. He injured it on the sack, it looked like.
OV seemed fine today.
Is it too early for you to have a sense yet of how your team has responded to their first adversity of the season?
No, we had a great day of practice today. We had productive meetings yesterday. Built them up yesterday. Got to work today at acclimation phase. Tomorrow's a big day for us with the pads on, and can't wait to get them out here and get going. But we had great energy. I got a lot of work done today. Fast practice.
Is there anything that you change in your approach coming off a loss, or do you just sort of plow ahead to the next game?
No, I'm going to be the same guy I always am.
You change anything for Monday night aside from just pushing the schedule back and trying to do anything differently?
We do some things differently on the front end and on the back end after a Monday night game, especially playing on the road in another night game. Later on in the week, next week. But we'll make some adjustments.
You sense that Odell has passed where he needs to be in terms of managing his emotions? Do you think this is a work in progress where he's going to have to take it week by week?
No, listen, Odell works hard. He works his tail off. He worked his tail off again today. Winning's important to him. His teammates are important to him. The Giants are important to him. And just like everybody else in the locker room, we want to be our best when our best is needed. And he's been that for us. It was no factor in the outcome of the game in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, we're moving on.
What's your reaction to a few teammates saying he wasn't a distraction on Sunday?
That's fine. That's my reaction.
Did you feel a need to talk to Odell this week about that?
We'll keep those conversations private.
Ben, there was a report that Odell is one penalty away from being suspended by the NFL. Has the league notified you of that? Are you aware of anything like that?
I'm not aware of anything like that, no.
Were you all right with the way that it was handled with him before the game? Him and Josh said that the officials came to them, basically said one strike and you're out kind of deal.
I feel the officials had to come out and make a statement and do what they needed to do to feel that they had to, they feel that they had to keep the game in check, and whatever they needed to do to keep the game in check, I'm fine with.
How much do you expect him to kind of face that going forward as well? You know, a lot of eyes are obviously on him.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have cameras on him all the time. That's part of it. It's part of being a great player in this league and all the attention that he's going to get. And we just need to keep the main thing the main thing.
Do you expect Eli Apple or DRC on the practice field tomorrow, practicing?
We'll know when we wake up tomorrow. They got some work with the trainers today. We'll see how they respond.
Do you need guys to get into practice in order to be able to get in the game? I mean, a guy like DRC is a veteran, but does he have to get on the practice field? Is that like a mandatory thing for how you work?
No.
Why not?
He's played a lot of football.
Ben, do you think your pass rush has been sufficient?
I think our pass rush gets better each day. It depends on who you play, how quickly they get the ball out, and how they protect.
Ben, would you characterize this game as the greatest challenge for your offensive line, given the fact, you know, what the Vikings have up front?
It's going to be a challenge for our offensive line. It's going to be a challenge for the backs, too, and the tight ends. Just the way they play on defense and how they challenge you. It's going to be a huge challenge for our offense, but we'll be ready to handle it.
Do you feel confident that you will go into the game and be able to play the game, you know, being able to call the game the way you want, and that Eli won't be under too much duress?
Absolutely.
Did you ever feel, you know, going into a game not that way? You always kind of feel that.
No, I always have confidence in these players. The way they prepare is a huge part of that confidence.
Back to the practice question. Would Eli Apple be different than DRC?
No.
Ben, could I just ask you about Doran Grant? Obviously, a draft pick from last year. You guys pick him up, sign him in a practice squad. What do you see in him? And you see a kind of guy that you think could challenge for an active roster spot?
You know, we had a lot of practice squad guys today who came out and really practiced their butt off. We were down some players today. A lot of guys went both ways. He was out here working hard, and it was encouraging to see. Good first step for him.
You have him listed as a DB. I mean, he's played primarily corner. Do you see him as a corner safety guy? Or
we're going to have to train as many guys as we can both ways.
So when you say offense guys working defense, I know you're probably not going to name them. Are you talking practice squad guys or guys on the 53?
Yes.
Anything else?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
So Coach McAdoo gets ready for Monday Night Football. Now, you know, the Giants have plenty of weapons, but do they have enough to slay the Purple People Eaters? We'll talk about it when we come back on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. It's time for our GEICO 15-second recap. 15 seconds can save you 15% or more on your auto insurance. David, we heard Coach McAdoo talk about how some of the offensive players had to play some defense today because of the shortage in the secondary.
You talk about Iron Man football right now. Obviously, it is something that he's doing in practice, but week four, this is not something that you want to do at all. So let's see what happens on the field, but you just hope that the safety of this football team and injuries are okay come Monday night.
No matter who is on the field, the Giants have to do better with their turnover ratio. -6 for the season, next to last right now in the NFL.
You know, one of the things that Coach McAdoo talked about immediately was protecting the Duke, holding on to the football. And it's been back-to-back weeks with 3 turnovers. They were able to escape against the Saints, but they were unable to do it up against the Redskins. And the inability to hold on to the football completely changed the game plan to where Eli Manning was trying to force things like that last interception.
But now the good news. When the Giants hold on to the ball, hey, they are making plays. Beckham with his first 100-yard game of the season against Washington. And the wide receiver triumvirate has really got it going.
It really does. Starting with Odell Beckham Jr., he continues to prove why he is the elite wide receiver in the NFL and was beating Norman on a consistent basis. And then you talk about Sterling Shepard stepping up as a rookie with 5 catches last week for 73 yards. Now that him, Victor Cruz, and Odell Beckham Jr. are out on the field, they have the most yards, 708, by any wide receiving trio in the NFL.
Well, as long as the Giants can keep that passing game going, they're going to be a dangerous team. Hey, David, it is time for our Twitter question. And Candy Rain 1 says, how will Shane Vereen's triceps injury affect the Giants' running game?
It won't only affect the Giants' running game, but it will also affect the passing game with his versatility to catch out of the backfield or to line up in the slot in other positions. So we'll see what happens right now with Rashad Jennings if he goes, but Orleans Darkwa and Bobby Rainey are going to have a lot on their shoulders, because in order for this Giants offense to continue to move forward the way that they need to, they have to have positive gains on first and second down.
Minnesota's got a brand new stadium this year. It'll be their second home game in the building, and that crowd is already gaining legendary status. Eli Manning says the Giants have to keep them in check.
You know, when they were building it, I read an article that U.S. Bank,
giving them the big plays, trying to just stay in good down and distance. You know, there'll be some times when it's loud, but we've practiced with noise. We've played in loud environments before. It's just everybody being on the same page, great communication, getting up to the line of scrimmage quickly, make sure everybody has a lot of time to digest what the play is, see what they're doing, and just make sure we're sound in our assignments.
Now, noise can especially affect pass protection. The Vikings lead the NFL with 15 sacks.
As I was saying, U.S. Bank Stadium is built with a fixed roof on purpose because it funnels all of the crowd noise right to the visitors' sidelines. And it's going to be very important for this Giants offense to be able to non-verbally communicate when they're coming up to the line of scrimmage as an offensive line. And you know Eli is going to try to get in and out of the huddle as fast as possible because look at the numbers that this defense is putting up. It's no coincidence because they have all of the starters coming back from 2015. And Zimmer's defenses have always swarmed to the football, play very physical, and they create those turnovers and those momentum-changing plays that they need for their offense.
David, they're doing well against the run, too. Seventh in the NFL, giving up only 84 yards per game and only a 3.5 yard per carry average.
And that is one of the things that they predicate their offense and their defense for. They rely on this defense to put the offense in third and long positions like they did last week for Cam Newton and the way that they're going to try to do it, attacking Eli Manning this week.
Now, you know what an offensive coordinator doesn't like? When the other team's front four gets after you without the blitz. 13 of their 15 sacks have come from the defensive line.
And it's done by eight different players on the defensive side of the ball. Everson Griffin is pass production. Getting after the quarterback, the hits are unbelievable. And you consider this. They have 15 sacks, 13 quarterback knockdowns, and 32 total pressures. And when you're able to wrap up Cam Newton eight times and have him with three interceptions, you better be careful because Eli Manning has got to get rid of the football quickly in order for this offensive line to settle down in the crowd noise.
And what does a pass rush do? A lot of times it causes turnovers. They are plus eight in turnover ratio. They're doing real well.
They really are because of what they're able to do up front by causing an offense to be in uncomfortable positions. Just think about this, Paul. Including the playoffs, over the last six games, opposing quarterbacks have had only six touchdowns and 10 interceptions. And we're not talking about shabby quarterbacks. We're talking twice Aaron Rodgers, Cam Newton, Marcus Mariota, Russell Wilson, and Eli Manning. So when they're able to do this up against elite quarterbacks in the NFL, it's just a sign of a determined and disciplined football team that understands what they need to do for their offense.
Well, you know, David, the Vikings defense is cruising. The Giants defense, they may be banged up, but they don't want to take a backseat to anybody. When we come back, we'll talk about the Big Blue Wrecking Crew here on MSG. And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. Through the first 2 weeks, the Giants defense was incredibly efficient. But last week against the Redskins, David, they started missing tackles. Jamison Crowder in particular on that screen pass really ate them up.
And that's what we talked about to start, getting back to the fundamentals of football. And that's going to be very important in this football game to wrap up Jerick McKinnon, to get Matt Asiata down. And the biggest one of all of them is Stephon Diggs because his ability to get yards after contact and after the catch are phenomenal.
Now, how satisfied were you with the pass rush against the Redskins? Two sacks and seven quarterback hits, but it wasn't as consistent as I think the coaches would like.
I think that that's something that they're discussing this week because of they know the fact of getting after Sam Bradford is going to be a key in this football game. So if you really think about it, this offensive line for the Vikings is the weak link. They struggle versus stunts up front, especially the right side of the offensive line. Between Brandon Fusco and Andre Smith, they have 20 pressures, four QB hits, and four sacks combined together. So this is an area where that pass rush of the New York Giants defense can really get ramped up, and I expect a big, big game out of Olivier Vernon.
How do you grade Sam Bradford and what he's done with Minnesota? Remember, he only came over from Philadelphia in a trade a month ago. 68% completion mark. That puts him in the top five in the league, but he's only had three completions of 20 yards or more.
But you have to be impressed with the way that he's been able to come over and produce for their offense. I think it starts with having Pat Shurmur on that staff. Pat Shurmur is the tight ends coach of the Vikings. He was offensive coordinator in St. Louis. He was offensive coordinator while he was in Philadelphia. And now that they're relying on the run first and allowing him to have his play action and bootlegs, I think that's why we're seeing a healthy Sam Bradford play the way that he is.
Linebacker Jonathan Casillas says the Giants are ready for him.
He looks comfortable, which is hard to say when quarterback only been in for a few weeks, you know, in a new offense, new team. But he looks comfortable. You know, he doesn't look like he's thinking too much. You know, he's kind of going through his reads, his progressions pretty much on time. And he has a lot of weapons to work with.
So when you look at this guy, you know he's a veteran, so he's probably not going to make a lot of foolish mistakes.
No, he hasn't. And he's already developed that chemistry with Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, and Kyle Rudolph, who is his security blanket. So like I said, this is a game that if the Giants defense can stop the run and they put Sam Bradford in a position where he has to make those deep throws, that's where we've seen him throw those key interceptions that will bode huge for this Giants defense and for the confidence of the group.
However, there's one thing that Bradford can't feel good about, and that's the Vikings running game. They're only averaging about 2 yards a carry, and Jerick McKinnon is not exactly having a great year.
32nd in the NFL with only 51 yards per game, and what they've been doing now to try to do something for it is they've been going unbalanced, moving the left tackle to the right tight end position or the opposite. So they're going to try to use whatever they can to dictate the tempo of this football game and get the run game going first, because they feel that if they do that, that will just allow their play action shots downfield to Diggs open up.
Well, the Giants are probably going to want to play some deep shell because Diggs has 325 yards receiving. That's second in the league.
And he really excels at the run after catch, and he has that home run hitting ability like we've seen. So this is another big important job for the corners and for the defensive backs of the Giants to make sure that they keep him in front of them, and they try to limit his huge dynamic plays. And one of the ways that people have done it by forcing him to the boundary, because that does not allow him to use that speed.
Yeah, watch out for those medium range passes though to tight end Kyle Rudolph. He is first among NFL tight ends with 12 first down catches this season,
and he never leaves the field. He's on the field for 97% of the plays this year, and like I said, last week, big game against the Carolina Panthers, and he is Sam Bradford's security blanket.
And finally, in special teams, the Vikings have a couple of good return guys, both on kickoffs and on punts.
The Vikings are the only group in the NFL to have an interception for a touchdown, a fumble return for a touchdown, and a punt return for a touchdown. Those three match the three touchdowns offensively they have.
Yeah, so the Giants have their work cut out for them as they head to Minnesota and that beautiful new stadium to take on the Vikings. It's Monday Night Football as the Giants try to go to 3-1. We'll see you next time here on MSG for Giants Press Conference Live.